Good morning. I'm joined today by Miles O'Brien, who is filling in for John. It was John's birthday today. Good morning, Miles.
And happy birthday, John. I'm sure he's up listening.
I'm sure he probably is. Yeah. It's hard when you're used to getting up early. It's hard to sleep in. We have been thinking all this week and obviously for some time, over a month, about the runaway oil spill in the Gulf. And obviously, you have been thinking about it, too. We've been getting ideas from you on how to stop the leak, like Chet in Taylor, Michigan.
Seems to me if they can build a hydraulic shear to shear that pipe, they should be able to build a hydraulic press to crimp it.
This is David White from South Carolina. How about a fuel bladder suspended over the leak so they can at least contain the oil in some sort of big bag?
And we've been asking everyone what to do, from The Daily Show's Samantha Bee.
I'm going to suggest those brown eco diapers that I use in my home. They're so absorbent, you have no idea.
And our intern, David.
Oh, if BP would just hire some interns, this would be done. We wouldn't even be talking about an oil spill anymore.
And a certain Bill Gates.
Well, the particular problem is in the hands of experts in terms of how you cap things and minimize damage. The long-term point is that we don't invest enough in energy R&D. We need to invent things that either make this type of energy safe or substitute for it so we're not dependent on overseas sources or the type of degradation, including the CO2 problem that we've got.
Okay, so Bill Gates Jr. says make it safe or make it obsolete. We got a different answer from his father, Bill Gates Sr.
I don't have the slightest idea. The basic answer is we just have to bring whatever resources are required to bear on it.
You can see a great video of those ideas on our sites, thetakeaway.org. And the Bill Gates, both senior and junior, are going to join us later this morning to talk about finding success in business and family life. Head over to our site, thetakeaway.org, if you want to hear it all. What would be your solution, Miles?
Well, I wouldn't nuke it. This nuke thing has been driving me crazy because what's worse than an uncontrolled oil spill? An uncontrolled radioactive oil spill. Right,
right? But yesterday we also had a former nuclear submarine chief who said we don't have to nuke it, but we do have explosives that could blow up the well.
The bunker buster kind of
right.
thing, right? Now that's
exactly.
But then you could make it worse,
true.
Right?
Okay, well, we have been getting, as we said, some of those destructive ideas, as in yesterday.
What I recommend is using a controlled demolition to implode this oil well, breaking the straw that's bringing the oil to the surface and burying it under tons and tons of rock.
That, of course, is Christopher Brownfield, who we were just talking about, a former nuclear submarine officer and a visiting scholar on nuclear policy at Columbia University. He doesn't want to use nukes, but the nuclear option is something we're hearing out there and at thetakeaway.org.
This is Bella from Hubbardston. I think it's crazy to use nukes to plug the well, but you could use thermite, which has been done in the past. Detonating a really big thermite bomb over the wellhead would certainly plug it, but it might cause a tsunami. So this would be a worst-case scenario.
So we are looking for all of your brainstorming. Keep it coming. Head over to our site. You can check out that video with Bill Gates, Samantha Bee, and more, and weigh in with your own ideas. That's all at thetakeaway.org.